the craziest dream.
Helen Forrest, singing star of the big band era. She's in her 60s now and still performing, and she writes about her career in a book called I Had the Craziest Dream. Born Helen Fogel in Atlantic City, Helen Forrest never had formal musical training.
When I joined Artie Shaw, I wanted to take my range up, and I wanted to see if I could get more power. And Artie sent me to this lady who was an opera singer. Well, when I went in, she said, fortunately for you, you breathe correctly. And she said, you yourself will take your range up. She said, I can hear it in your voice now. She said, get out of my studio. You're wasting my time.
Helen Forrest broke into show business in the 1930s, doing singing radio commercials. Her big break came in 1938 when she was heard by Artie Shaw.
I was working in Washington, D.C. in a nightclub. And Ziggy Yellman, who was my very good friend, trumpet player, told Artie was touring around Washington, D.C. He was in Baltimore, other places, and he told him to come in and see me, to hear me. He heard me sing, and he offered me the job.
Later, Helen Forrest sang with Benny Goodman and Harry James. And in the big band era, the format of the musical numbers was almost always the same.
It was an instrumental for the first chorus, then the vocalist for one chorus, and the instrumental again for the third chorus. And the singer got up to the mic, sang, and sat down again after the chorus. And you had to do it in dance tempo because we were playing for dancing. Say it and make my craziest dream come true.
Singer Helen Forrest, still active, still singing. I'm Don Swaim. Helen Forrest, who is 64 now, and despite a stroke and other ailments, she's still singing. A star of the big band era, Helen Forrest trained herself by...
listening. You either have a feel or you don't. If you don't have the feel, then you go get some training.
She joined Artie Shaw in 1938.
I opened on the stand, sitting on the stand, with Billie Holiday. Mm. So the two of us were there, and of course, in those days, that was unheard of. Artie broke through with a black.
Helen Forrest thought Artie Shaw was the smartest man she had ever met. She had a torrid affair with Harry James and had reservations about Benny Goodman.
He was a great, great clarinetist, great artist. But when you took that black stick out of his mouth, the man changed completely. He never really said anything, and he never really fired anybody. Most people would quit. They'd leave. He was famous for the Goodman Ray. He would stare at you right above your eyebrows in the middle of your forehead and talk to you like that. Never look at your eyes. And that can drive you just a little bit crazy.
And Forrest says Benny was absent-minded.
He called everybody Pops, male and female, because he could not remember anybody's name. I don't care who it was. I guess he's not...
Big band singer Helen Forrest, who writes about her career in her book, I Had the Craziest Dream. I'm Don Swaim. When Helen Forrest broke into show business in the 1930s, the color bar was absolute. I ask her how it came to be broken.
Artie and Benny, really, in the beginning, because they were hiring black musicians. And they were so great, it didn't matter if they were purple, green, or whatever. You had to accept them. Public had to accept them. And I think, really, they had an awful lot to do with it.
Forrest says that Billie Holiday suffered terrible discrimination as she toured with Artie Shaw.
She was not allowed in a restaurant unless the bus went into a black section of town. And most of the time, we were on the run. We didn't have time to stop for her. So we'd stop and pick up food, and somebody would bring it to her. She wasn't allowed to walk through the hotel. Not even backstage. She had to either come through the basement or come through the kitchen.
Helen Forrest says the excitement of the fans during the big band era was just as great as the young people who mobbed the rock stars of today.
We would be mobbed The people would come up to the bandstand to stand there and sway. They didn't dance. And when we came out of the hall, out of the backstage, we couldn't get through. Just barricaded. It was pretty exciting.
The big band musicians started packing up their instruments in the 1950s. There aren't that many of them left anymore. Helen Forrest has no regrets.
I'm very grateful I was there. Because I think we kind of made history. And I'm very proud to be a part of that.
Helen Forrest, at 64, is still performing, and she's written about her career in a book called I Had the Craziest Dream. I'm Don Swain.